Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great peace have those who love his Torah or his law, and nothing will cause them to stumble. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and get into our teaching for this week. We are in our Torah portion of Shoftim, and we're going to be reading in Deuteronomy chapter 18. We're going to start with verse 15. It says, Yahweh, your God, will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of Yahweh your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh my God, or see this great fire anymore, lest I die. And Yahweh said to me, they are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. So here, Moses is telling the people of Israel in the Torah, he's speaking of how one is going to come who is going to lead God's people just as Moses had led Israel out of Egypt. How he gave them the Torah in the wilderness, and he was directing them through the wilderness. And the purpose, the original purpose, was for him to lead Israel into the promised land. He was leading God's people. He was the voice of God to God's people. Israel chose not to hear God's voice because they were afraid the day that they heard it there on the mountain of Horeb. So they chose instead to have Moses speak God's word unto him. And as we read through the Torah, what we see is Moses was Yahweh's mouthpiece. Moses didn't go and give Israel the Torah according to his desire, according to his thoughts, or according to his wisdom. It wasn't his belief or his thoughts. He went upon that mountain on Horeb. He received the words that were given to him from God, and he came down from that mountain and he relayed what was spoken unto him. He didn't add to it and he didn't take away from it. We even see in the Torah at times where when the people of Israel came to Moses with a question and Moses did not have an answer, he inquired of Yahweh to hear what Yahweh's answer was. Moses led the people according to God's desire and purpose and plan. Okay. So what Moses is speaking here is in the future, another will come like me who will lead God's people, not according to his desire, not according to his wants, but according to God's word. He will do just as Moses did. He will hear the words of God and he will speak the words of God. He will not add to God's word nor will he take away from his word. So it's something to think about even as believers today. And the voice that we're listening to, we want to make sure that we're listening to the voice that is from God. And we also want to know that the words that we speak, something that we can work on, is that we're speaking his words. We're not speaking our words. We're not speaking our doctrine, our belief, our thoughts, but we are speaking his word. If we can learn to be a people to understand his word, to hear his voice, to be able to speak his voice, then we can become a better representation of him on this earth. Moses was a representation of Yahweh, and so was Yeshua. Yeshua was the one who came, who was a representation of his father. He spoke the words of his father. He did what his father told him to do. He lived in perfect submission to his father. So he represented his father to the earth, which is why he was able to say, if you see me, you have seen my father. Because they weren't necessarily seeing Yeshua, they were seeing the will of his father being done in him. The same can be said of us. To us who are willing to submit unto him, to submit to his voice, to do what he is telling us to do, and to obey his word, then we become a representation of him on the earth as well. So with that said, let's go ahead and look into the life of Yeshua and see how he was submitted unto his Father. So let's start here in John chapter 12 and verse 44. And Yeshua cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me." So let's go back to verse 44. Yeshua says, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me." So just as I was speaking, Yeshua came as a perfect representation of his Father. He was in submission to his Father. He did the will of his Father. He spoke the words of his Father. So if a person chose to believe in him, if we choose to believe in him, if we choose to believe the words that he spoke, we're not believing necessarily in him, but we're believing in the one who sent him. We're believing that he is the Messiah sent from God. Or you could say, we believe that Yeshua is the one that Moses spoke of, the one who came to speak the words of Yahweh. Okay? Whoever sees me sees him who sent me. Okay? So that's what he is telling his disciples. If you see me, then you have seen my Father, because I am my Father, not in the way that he's the same person, but as in the fact that he is walking in perfect unity and harmony with his Father. He's doing the will of his Father. So if you see me, you see what I do, then you see the character of my Father. You see who he is. You hear my words, then you hear his words. He came into the world as light. Remember, the Torah is light. The word of God is light. All of scripture is light. Okay? So this world is under the realm of darkness. Satan is ruling this world in darkness. So to whomever does not believe are walking in darkness. He comes in with his word. He has given us his law to bring light into this dark world. Or you could say, he gives us his law to bring law into this lawless world. Because that's what this world is. It's lawless. They walk and do whatever satisfies and pleases them. They seek their desires. They seek that which gives them pleasure. Sin is pleasurable for a season, and we have a world that seeks after the pleasure of that temporary pleasure that comes from sin. Okay? So he came into the world as light, to bring his law, to bring his righteousness into the world. He came to speak of God's law. If he came into the world as light, that means he brought the light, which is God's law, his word. That's what he spoke. He spoke God's law. So what are we to speak? His law. Now, we are to speak first belief in Yeshua, because first We must be justified. We must be cleansed of our sins. We have to have our sin and all that has made us unclean, that has to be cleansed away, and that can only be done through the blood of Yeshua. So first, we must believe he is the Messiah and that he has come and he has cleansed us from all of our uncleanness. He has forgiven us of our sin. There's nothing that we can do to obtain forgiveness for our sins. There's no amount of obedience that we can pull off on our own to obtain atonement or redemption from our sin. That first has to be done by believing in the work that Yeshua has done for us. Then he gives us his light, his word, to guide us in this dark world so that we can dwell and abide with him. And ultimately, as John would say in John chapter 15, that we may have joy. Sin brings pleasure, which is short term, does not last. Joy is a long term. It's lasting. It's everlasting. So when you're walking in joy, no matter what the circumstances are around you, you can still have joy. It's much better to walk in joy than it is to enjoy the pleasures of something for a temporary time period. Okay. Now he says here, if no one hears my word, so if they choose to remain in darkness, when we hear his word and we abide by his word and we walk in his word, we now are walking in the light. We are separating ourselves from darkness. But the one who hears his word and does not keep them, he chooses not to do them. He's saying, I do not judge him. So the first time Yeshua came, he didn't come to bring judgment. He came to bring salvation, to call the lost to repentance. That was the reason he came. And that's the same reason we are here today, is to call for salvation, to call for those to repent, not to bring judgment. Judgment will come. There is going to be a day of judgment where those who reject his words, and remember, if we reject his words, then we reject him. If we reject him, then we reject God. Because we're not actually rejecting Yeshua's words, we're rejecting God's words. If we accept Yeshua's words, then we're accepting God's word. And then he accepts us. He receives us, and we're able to abide with him. But to the one who rejects, that one will see judgment on the last day. And what is the thing that brings judgment? The word. You will be judged according to the word that Yahweh has spoken. And the Torah is the part of that word. It is the very foundation. It is the law and instructions in which he has given us for his standard of righteousness, how he wants his believers to walk, how he wants them to love him, and how to love people. The rest of scripture is just expanding and teaching us about the law. We see here in verse 49, I have not spoken on my own authority, but on the one, the Father who sent me, has given me a commandment on what to say and what to speak. We need to learn from that example and to be like Yeshua and to know and understand what the Father is saying so that we can say we have spoken what he said to speak. And it's also very interesting that a Messiah, the sinless one, still lived a life of submission unto the Father. If Yeshua lived a life of submission unto the Father, where he did not speak a thing that was not commanded unto him to speak, how much more do we need to understand submission to speak only what he has said to speak? And let's look at verse 50, where he says, my commandment is eternal life. So to those who receive his words, who listen to his words, will obtain eternal life. But to those who reject will receive judgment. They will receive condemnation. Let's look at John chapter 17 and verse 6. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. So listen to how Yeshua describes his disciples when he's praying over them. He says, now they know that everything you have given me is from you. My disciples know that everything I'm doing, everything I have spoken is from you. They know that I am the one who was sent from you. That is the biggest key to this. Is believing that Yeshua is the one who was sent from his Father, who spoke the words of his Father, did not speak anything contrary to God's word, and that includes his Torah and his law, which he gave Moses on that mountain. Okay, he says, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and come to know in truth that I came from you. So they know that I came from you, and they have received your words. And he says, and I have manifested your name to the people. So in Yeshua, being perfectly submitted to his Father and doing and speaking only what his Father told him to do, and to speak only what his Father told him to do, he says, I have manifested your name to the people. When we keep his word, when we walk in obedience to his word, when we understand and learn to lay down to our flesh, to put aside our fleshly desires, and we submit ourselves to his word, and we obey his word, and we walk in his word, and we walk in his righteousness. And we choose not to be conformed to this world, but rather to be transformed into the image of Yeshua. When we transform ourselves into his image, when we walk just as he walked, what we are doing is we are submitting ourselves unto the Father, because that is what he did. It's like a chain of command. Yeshua is committed to his Father. We submit ourselves to him and act. In fact, we're going to see here later on that we have the Father, we have Yeshua, we have the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us, which we're going to see that the Holy Spirit himself is submitted and has been given unto us as a helper. So in fact, the one that we are submitting ourselves unto is the Holy Spirit. So when we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit, who submitted to Yeshua and the Father, ultimately we are submitting ourselves to the Father and his will. And everything that we do and all this submission is based upon the word of the Father. And what is his word? The Torah is his word. He gave his word to Israel on that mountain. And so when we learn to walk in his Torah, and as we begin to walk in obedience to it, we begin to manifest his name to this world. Let's look at John chapter 15 and verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. It's interesting. When Yeshua is speaking of us abiding with him, he says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. In order for us to abide in him, in order for us to dwell with him, to be in communion with him, to be in that perfect unity. Yeshua was in perfect unity with his Father. He did his Father's will and desire. That's why people would see his Father in him. That perfect unity, same mindset, same desire. That's where we need to be. We need to have the same mindset as our Messiah, We need to have the same desires as our Messiah. And when we do that, we come in unity with him and we can become one with him. Yeshua was one with his Father, and we can become one with them as well when we allow our desires and our thoughts to line up with his. And his word abides in us. It's all about his words. His words abide in us. Now let's look at John chapter 14 and verse 23. Yeshua answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you." So here, again, Yeshua speaking about the keeping of his words. He's the one who came and spoke the will of the Father, spoke God's word. So when he says, if anyone loves me, so if we're going to proclaim to love Yeshua, if we're going to proclaim to be his people, to be his disciple, to be his taught one, to be his follower, we will need to keep his word. And he says, if we keep his word, he will come and make his home with us. He will abide with us. He will dwell with us. So the keeping of his word, living in submission to his word, is important in our relationship with God. And if we say we love him, then we need to be keeping his word. We need to be walking in obedience to his law, to the instructions in which he has given us. If we believe that Yeshua is the one sent from God, and we believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if we believe in Yahweh, then we believe in the one who sent him, and we believe in his words. If we proclaim to love him, we need to love his commandments. We need to keep his commandments. He says, whoever does not love me does not keep my words. So the ones that do not love Yeshua, the ones who do not love the Father, or the ones who do not keep his words. So we can say we love him. We can say we believe in him. But the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what does our actions speak or say? You know, they say actions speak louder than words. Do your actions say you love him, or do your actions say you don't love him? Because the one who does not keep his words, Yeshua says, does not love me. You can speak and say you love him. You can speak and say you believe in him. But if you do not keep his words, then you do not believe in him. Your faith is dead. That's how James would speak of it, right? So we see here the very reason that Moses was a mouthpiece of God unto Israel was to lead the people and to give them God's word. God does not leave his people without a shepherd. He has given Yeshua to shepherd us. He gave Moses to shepherd the people in the wilderness. We have been given a shepherd. And his shepherd comes for the very purpose of speaking his word and leading his people in his righteousness. He doesn't bring us back to him for us to continue to wander around in darkness. But he has called us out of darkness and called us into his marvelous light. What is his marvelous light? It's his law. It's his word, his Torah, the scriptures, which he has laid out in front of us. He has called us out of this world, out of walking and living like this world, to his word, to living a life of submission unto his word. Let's look at John chapter 14 and verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So here Yeshua is speaking and telling his disciples. Now remember, he tells them at one point, it is actually better for me to leave you than for me to stay. And the reason for that was because he was going to send his helper or the Holy Spirit. Okay. And he says, and he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all that I have said to you. So as we learn his word, as we read his word, as we are taught his word, it can sometimes be daunting because it's like, it is a lot of information. And it seems like, how can I retain and remember all this? But he has given us his helper who will bring remembrance to those things that we have read and we have been taught. When the time is right, the helper will bring help. But if we are not learning his word, if we're not reading his word and studying his word, then the helper is not going to be able to bring anything to remembrance unto us because we are not engaged into his word in the first place. Okay? So his helper, the Holy Spirit, has been given unto us to help us and to lead us and guide us to understand the difference between the voice of the evil one and the voice of our God. Because that's a very big thing for us as believers to be able to learn and decipher and decide between. Am I hearing God's voice right now, or am I being led astray by another voice? Now remember what Yeshua said. He said, I am the good shepherd, and my sheep know my voice. So we need to be able to know his voice so that we can walk in submission to his voice and we can know what he is telling us to do. And the biggest thing to really understand and know the difference between the voice of our God and the voice of the evil one is to test it against the Torah. Because see, Yeshua and the Holy Spirit are never going to command you to break the law of God. In fact, it's going to be the other way around. They're going to instruct, they're going to encourage, and they're going to push you towards walking in obedience to his Torah. Because why? His Torah is righteousness. His Torah is good. It's holy, or you could say it is set apart. It is clean. If we want to walk in that which is clean, we need to walk in his Torah. If we want to walk in righteousness, we need to walk in his Torah. If we want to walk in set apartness, if we want to be set apart from this world, we need to walk in Torah, in submission and obedience to his Torah. And remember, the writer of Hebrews tells us that without set apartness, no one will see the Lord. So we need to have set apartness. We need to be walking in set apartness. We can't just say we prayed a prayer, got water baptized, and then think we can continue living our life like the world does. It will not work out for us. But his Spirit is here to help us and guide us. Remember, the Holy Spirit is not going to lead you or guide you in anything that is contrary to the commands of our God. Let's look at John chapter 16 and verse 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So here Yeshua is speaking of the Spirit. He says he is the Spirit of truth. We spoke about how the Torah is called light. The Torah is also called the truth. If you want to know what the truth is, you need to understand and know the Torah, because it is truth. It is also the way. Yeshua was the written word of God in flesh. He was the written Torah in flesh. The Torah is the way, the truth, and the life. But the thing is, you can never begin to walk in obedience to his word. You can never begin to walk in submission unto the Father until first you have been redeemed by Yeshua. So you must first believe in the fact that Yeshua died upon that cross for your sins and that his blood was shed for you. So once you have been cleansed of your uncleanness, now it's time as a believer to begin to learn how to submit yourself unto the Spirit. And he is the Spirit of truth. Again, he is only going to lead you according to the truth. So if something is leading you that is contrary to the truth, contrary to God's word or his Torah, then it is not of the Spirit. It is of the evil one. Okay, and it says here in this verse, he does not speak on his own authority. So he is submitted as well. Okay, and one of those things he's submitted unto is the Torah of God, which is why he's not going to lead you astray or command you to do something contrary to the word of God, because he is acting under the authority that has been given unto him. Now, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So what is the Holy Spirit going to declare? What he's going to speak of? That which was of Yeshua. That's what he's going to speak, okay? So the Holy Spirit is speaking that which is of Yeshua. Now remember, what did Yeshua speak of? That which is of the Father, right? So the Holy Spirit is speaking that which is of Yeshua. Yeshua is speaking that which is the Father, which ultimately means that the Holy Spirit is speaking that which is of the Father. Okay. Now, so think about it this way. As we as believers who are a mouthpiece of Yahweh, we're all called to be a mouthpiece. We're all to be a witness. We are all to be a prophet. He has called every man and woman to prophesy, to proclaim and declare his word. But that starts with us being under submission to the Holy Spirit. So just as we go through that line again, we're submitted to the Holy Spirit. We do what he's saying to do. He is speaking the words of Yeshua. Yeshua is speaking the words of the Father, which now means because we are submitted to the Holy Spirit, we are speaking the words of the Father. That's how we know that we can be speaking his words, is the fact that we are in submission unto his Spirit. And of course, also, nothing we say would contradict or go against his Torah, okay? So what we can see here in this reading in the Torah about how there's going to be a prophet who's going to come and speak the words of the Father, we see how important it is as we, as people of God, to be under his authority. That even the people he sends out, and that even being Yeshua, never went into the world and did their own thing. But those prophets, those men who were used by God, were men who lived a life under the authority of God. So it teaches us the importance of understanding and knowing what it means to live our life underneath his authority. And it also teaches us as believers to understand and know those who are living their life underneath the authority of the Father. Who are you going to receive teaching from, to receive instructions from? Is this person living a life that is submitted unto the Father? Are the words they speaking and teaching, are they words of the Father? Do they run contradictory to his law? Do they teach against his law? We need to be careful. We need to know what his law is. Now think about this. Israel still needed to understand the law. They need to understand God's word. Because if they were going to look at a prophet and say, you're not speaking God's word, they needed to know that. They needed to know when a prophet was leading them astray, when something was against God's word. So we as believers need to be able to spot those that would try to lead us astray. And as I said, he has given us his helper to come and help us discern. One of the gifts of the Spirit is discernment. And he gives us discernment so we can see and we can be able to discern that which is false and that which is truth. Now, with that discernment comes the work of understanding the Torah. And his Spirit will lead us and teach us in his Torah how to know and understand and interpret it and follow it in all righteousness. Because you can follow his Torah in the flesh and not in righteousness. So we need to be led by his Spirit. We need to be guided by his Spirit to help us. He helps us in giving us the strength and the courage and the power to walk in obedience in his righteousness. And he helps us by bringing his conviction and teaching us that which is right, so we can learn submission unto the will of the Father, so that ultimately we can manifest his name in this earth, because that is what this dark world needs. It needs more people manifesting the name of Yahweh in this earth. We need more people seeing people walk around saying that person represents Yahweh or that person represents Yeshua. We need people to be seeing Yeshua in us, not seeing religion, not seeing a religious fanatic, but seeing Yeshua. Seeing someone who has compassion, who has come into this world not to judge, but to call the sinner unto repentance. Well, I hope that this message has blessed you today. We will be back again next week with another message from next week's Torah portion. So come back now and shalom, y'all.